As commented on by Dr. Rini, in the last few years, there's been an explosion of clinical research on targeted molecular therapy of renal cell cancer. I met with Dr. Robert Figlin to further explore this fascinating development, and he began our conversation by putting this interesting tumor in perspective.
Renal cell carcinoma is a disease that worldwide affects about 170,000 people per year. In the United States, it affects about 35 to 38,000 people per year. It's a disease whose frequency and incidence is increasing, especially in African-American populations, and is expected to continue to increase over the next several decades, in large part as a result of an aging population, as well as the disease appearing in the late 5th, 6th, and 7th decades of life. The majority of renal cell carcinoma has a 2-to-1 male predilection, and the reason that people develop renal cell carcinoma historically has been through exposures, the most common exposure being cigarette smoking, and kidney cancer is considered to be a tobacco-related malignancy, as are other tumors of the aerodigestive and genitourinary tract. Certainly, exposure to toxins that we take in that are filtered by the kidney also expose us to that. There's also the belief that obesity, for some reason, is associated with an increasing incidence of kidney cancer, but those relationships are really much softer than the relationship with smoking. Kidney cancer is a heterogeneous disease. 20 years ago and 25 years ago, when I started practicing and looking at kidney cancer was often thought to be a mass arising in the kidney, producing the classic triad of flank pain, hematuria, and a renal mass. And we now understand that those findings, with the advent of CT and MRI scanning, we're really seeing patients much earlier in their course, and fewer patients actually present with that classic triad. Additionally, we now know that the heterogeneous nature of kidney cancer allows us to understand that there are several major subtypes. There's the clear cell variety, which occurs in up to 80% of patients. There's the papillary renal cell carcinoma, which comes in two forms, type 1 and type 2, which occurs in about 10 to 15% of patients. And then there's a variety of smaller subtypes like chromophobe renal cell carcinoma, which is infrequent for the medical oncologist practicing.